Reigning Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey is in the lead this morning as race frontrunners make the 73-mile run between Ophir and Cripple. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Mushers have reached a point in the Iditarod where rest becomes strategic. Overnight, a number of them opted to push their teams further down the trail, while others chose to hunker down for a mandatory 24-hour rest. As Emily Schwing and Zachariah Hughes report, the majority of mushers who arrived first into McGrath did not stay long, but some of their decisions earlier in the race might offer clues about their race plans.
Brent Sass pulled ahead of the field after he blew through Nikolai.
I'm doing something a little different. I mean, I've only run this thing twice, so...
Shortly after leaving the checkpoint, Sass stopped to camp in the midday sun for roughly 4 hours. That's why it didn't come as a surprise to see him quickly blow through the McGrath checkpoint.
How's it going? Good. How many we got? 15. I'm just going through.
Going through.
He wasn't the only musher that opted not to stay.
Dog just needs to see
Mitch Seavey told the crowd he was moving 100 miles an hour.
Feels like it. My feet are worn out from the brakes.
Are you happy with your dog team?
I'm thrilled. This is fun.
He took off with a wide smile, perhaps in part because the conservative musher was following a plan he has successfully executed before. Allie Zirkel quickly blew through as well, staying only long enough to share some jokes with the locals and accept a high five from one of McGrath's many kids.
Going through. All right, when I fall, don't laugh. Bye, guys.
I'm rooting for you.
You're rooting for me? Thank you.
It's going great.
Okay.
Dogs are good. I'm good. Alaska's beautiful. I love Alaskan people. I don't know, what else?
Zirkel's also following a schedule that's similar to those she's run in the past. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in McGrath.
I'm Zachariah Hughes, also in McGrath, and not everyone took off right away. In fact, Wade Mars pulled in and promptly declared he'd be taking his 24-hour mandatory rest here. Mars is battling a cold.
Been coughing a lot and a lot and a lot, so hopefully we can get that taken care of. Got some stuff from Dr. Carson here. Nice guy, so hopefully that helps out.
Still, that's not why he decided to rest here.
This was our plan, and I really like it. At McGrath here, get a lot of good attention from the vets.
But Mars is an exception among the first dozen mushers to reach McGrath. Those that didn't shoot away only stayed for a quick rest. Dallas Seavey was the first in and surprised many when he opted to stay for 3 hours. Lance Mackey was ninth into McGrath and stopped for a little over 2 hours, splitting apart square plastic bowls frozen together and ladling a hot salmon and kibble broth to his dogs.
I mean, people you know feed their dogs out of cat litter boxes.
Mackey says it's just a little easier to deal with some kinds of chores here.
I just want to be able to give them a good break and a little break, I should say. And I want to fill my service and do some things that I don't really feel like doing in Tacotna.
Mackey says Tacotna has too many distractions, and he plans on stopping there just long enough to grab supplies. Asked where he'd be taking his 24, Mackey was less than straightforward.
I would have to say somewhere before White Mountain.
In a building by the checkpoint, Mackey downed soup at a table next to John Baker, who arrived right after him into McGrath. And Baker's reasons for staying are part animal care and strategy, but other reasons, too.
Oh, I've got family and friends that I wanted to visit. Some things going on here that I wanted to be a part of.
Experienced mushers know how to keep their options open and set themselves up for a 24-hour rest at more than one checkpoint. For now, Baker says he'll probably take his into Tacotna. From the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes in McGrath.
And for APRN, I'm Josh Edge.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.